Apple Notes is an excellent note-taking app that often goes under the radar because many of its best features are hidden. The app does a great job at capturing your ideas and syncing them across Apple devices, but when you start digging deeper, you'll quickly realize that it has powerful features under the hood. As someone who's used the app for over a decade, I've discovered quite a few of the best Apple Notes hacks on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Here are 10 I think everyone should know. Lock your notes with Face ID or Touch ID in Apple Notes. You can set a password to protect sensitive notes. You can do this on an iPhone or iPad by holding down any note and selecting Lock Note. On a Mac, you'll find the option when right-clicking a note. When you do, you'll see a prompt to use the device's passcode to lock the note. You can choose this, or use a custom password. You don't have to use this password or passcode every time you unlock the note. However, instead, you can enable biometric authentication to open Lock Notes. On your iPhone or iPad, go to Settings, then Apps, then Notes, then Password, and enable Use Face ID or Touch ID if your device has it. On a Mac, click the Notes button in the menu bar, select Settings, and enable Use Touch ID. It's worth noting that shared notes can't be locked. Use Notes Hidden Scanner to add documents to your device. Your iPhone's Notes app has a built-in document scanner, but it's buried under a nondescript menu that makes it hard to find. You can find it by opening a note and pressing the paperclip icon above the keyboard. Select Scan Documents, and point your iPhone's camera at the pages you wish to scan. It'll automatically pick up the borders of the document, complete the scan, and open the viewfinder for you to scan the next page. Once you're done scanning, press the yellow check mark in the top right corner, and the file will be attached to your note. Alternatively, you can long press the Notes app icon to find the option. Enable offline notes to bypass iCloud syncing. Apple Notes is designed to sync notes across devices, but you can keep certain notes offline by enabling the On My iPhone, iPad, or Mac account on your device. When you do this, notes stored in that folder won't be synced with other devices using the same iCloud account. However, these notes aren't completely offline either. If you have iCloud backup enabled, Apple will still save a copy of your On My iPhone or Mac notes to the cloud. To enable this folder on your iPhone or iPad, go to Settings, then Apps, then Notes, and enable On My iPhone account. On your Mac, click the Notes button in the menu bar, select Settings, and enable On My Mac account. Use handwriting mode to write with a stylus. If you have an iPad, you can use the handwriting mode to turn notes into a digital notebook. You can also use scribble mode to automatically convert your handwriting into text. This feature works best with an Apple Pencil. Tap the Pen tool in Apple Notes to select the handwriting tool and start writing. Once you're done writing, hit the check mark button in the top right corner, then long press your handwritten text to reveal more options. Select Straighten to make the handwriting more level. You can also tap the three dots icon in the top right corner of the note, select Lines and Grids, and pick one option to make it easier to write in a straight line. I prefer using an unruled note, but you can pick a different option that's better for you. Other handwriting options include Refine, which makes the handwriting more legible, convert a text object to handwriting, and paste typed text in your handwriting. The last two features require you to have your handwriting saved in a note with at least 10 unique lowercase characters, which allows Apple to convert text into your handwriting. Some of these features are also available on iPhone. You can open any note in the app, select the pen icon in the toolbar above the keyboard, pick one of the tools, and start writing. It's not as intuitive as using an iPad with an Apple Pencil or another stylus, but it's decent enough for a quick scribble. Use advanced search filters to find the note you're looking for. When you need to find a specific note, use Apple Notes advanced search filters to narrow down the results. On Apple Notes for Mac, click the search bar, then hit the Escape key to reveal a list of available filters. On the iPhone version of the app, tapping the search bar near the bottom of the screen reveals all these filters. This lets you filter search results by shared notes, locked notes, notes with checklists, tags, drawings, scanned documents, and attachments. Use the hidden math tool to calculate formulas and equations. Apple Notes can do basic math, too. Type a simple arithmetic operation like 625 divided by 5, then drop the equals sign to see the result. By default, Apple Notes suggests the result in the note, and you can press the space bar to accept it. However, you can change this setting so the app automatically inserts the result instead. To do this, click the three dots in the top right corner of any note and select Math Results, then Insert Results. To turn off Math Results entirely, select the Off option in the same menu. Notes supports basic arithmetic operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, creating graphs, and calculating the tip amount at restaurants. It also lets you assign variables to calculate things. For example, you can write something like ticket equals $80, food equals $45, and then type ticket plus food. Notes will tell you that the total is $125. Export your notes for backup or transfer. If you wish to take an offline backup of your notes, you won't find a bulk export option in the app. Instead, you'll need to rely on third-party tools to get the job done. One such option is Exporter, which can back up all your notes for free. This method is best suited for offline backups, but if you're looking to switch to another app, you're better off using the bulk import tools those apps offer. Use ProNotes to turn notes into a word processor. ProNotes is one of my favorite extensions for Apple Notes on the Mac. The app brings Markdown support to Apple Notes, a popover context menu when you select text, and slash commands for commonly used actions. All of these features make it faster to execute common actions such as adding a heading, bullets and numbering, or inserting tables. The app is a free download, and you only need to pay if you want to use its optional AI features. Use Smart Folders for automatic note sorting. Creating folders to sort each note manually can get tedious. That's where Smart Folders come in. This feature lets you automatically add notes that contain a certain characteristic, like a specific hashtag, checklist, attachment, or creation date. For example, you can create a smart folder that automatically includes all notes created in 2026, which will continue to update on its own as you create new notes. To get started, open the app on your iPhone or iPad, and navigate to the Folders menu. Click the Create New Folder button up top, name the folder, and select Make into Smart Folder. You can now select the criteria you like, and tap the check mark in the top right corner to finish the process. On your Mac, press Command, Shift N in Apple Notes to create a new folder, and select Make into Smart Folder for the same result. You can also right-click any folder in Apple Notes for Mac, and select Convert to Smart Folder to retroactively turn any folder smart. On your iPhone and iPad, tap the Edit button in the top right corner of the list of folders, tap the three dots next to any folder, and select Convert to Smart Folder. Link multiple notes together to connect similar ideas. Apple Notes supports contextual linking, which lets you link one note to another. Say you're studying a subject and taking notes in the app. You can use this feature to link back to similar topics you've studied before, which makes it easier to go back to those topics and memorize what you need to. To do this on your iPhone or iPad, open any note, and swipe left on the toolbar above the keyboard. This will reveal the hyperlink icon, which is next to the formatting options and the pencil icon. Tap the hyperlink button, and type the title of the note you wish to link to. As you type, the app will suggest different notes that match the title. You can select the note from the list, confirm your choice, and a link to the old note will appear in the note you're working on. In Apple Notes for Mac, you can right-click inside any note, and select Add Link to locate the same feature.